It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Obama administration continues to deal with the fallout from the legal policies of the Bush administration on terrorism. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down Bush policies four times involving the detention of terror suspects. Two of those decisions involve the rights of Guantanamo detainees to challenge their detentions in the U.S. courts. And yesterday, a federal judge in Washington extended that right to some prisoners at the U.S. base in Afghanistan. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
Judge John Bates, a Bush appointee, ruled that suspected terrorists captured outside of Afghanistan and sent to Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan for imprisonment have the same right to challenge their detentions in the U.S. courts as the detainees at Guantanamo. There's no appreciable difference between these Bagram prisoners, he said, and the Guantanamo detainees that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year are entitled to challenge their detentions in the U.S. courts. Judge Bates' ruling came in the case of three men: a Yemeni captured in Thailand, a Yemeni who claims he was captured in Pakistan, and a Tunisian captured in Pakistan. Like the detainees at Guantanamo, said the judge, all three have been held for more than 6 years. And like the Guantanamo detainees, they have no meaningful way to challenge their detentions. Indeed, said the judge, the Bagram detainees have even fewer rights than the Gitmo detainees had prior to the Supreme Court ruling. The Bagram prisoners cannot even testify in their own behalf. Just how many other detainees at Bagram are covered by yesterday's ruling is unclear, since the Bush and Obama administrations have classified the number of foreigners brought to Bagram from outside Afghanistan and held at the U.S. base there. The decision does not extend to Afghans being held at Bagram and may not even extend to foreigners captured in Afghanistan. But there's no doubting the significance of yesterday's decision. University of Texas law professor Bobby Chesney specializes in national security law.
It's terribly important. It will extend some form of federal judicial oversight to a subset of the detainees in Afghanistan.
Yesterday's ruling illustrates a novel problem facing the Obama administration. At no time in the last century has a new president and a new party taken office mid-war, with legal policies involving the conduct of the war front and center. Judge Bates heard arguments in this case on January 7th. 2 weeks later, 2 days after President Obama took office, the judge asked the new administration if it wanted to change or refine the executive branch position in the Bagram case. February 20th was the deadline for a response, and on that day, the Obama administration said it would adhere to the Bush administration's position. Now that position has failed, at least in part, and the Obama administration has to decide whether to appeal. It is part of a larger dilemma for the administration. It would like 6 months to figure out the jigsaw puzzle of its legal policies and recent Supreme Court decisions vis-à-vis detention and a host of other national security issues. But the legal clock doesn't allow for that. Take Guantanamo, for instance. The president may have ordered a closing of the prison in a year, but that doesn't stop the cases coming down the pike. Since last June's Supreme Court decision on the rights of prisoners to go into the U.S. courts, the lower courts have declared at least 24 detainees are not enemy combatants. Again, Professor Chesney.
You just have this tension between taking the time to make good, sustainable, long-term decisions that were reflected in good policy and having to actually come into court to respond to these cases.
Adding to the problem is the fact that some of the key national security nominees in legal positions still have not been confirmed at the Justice Department and at the State Department.
Certainly the president and the party has changed. Now the question is, how and to what extent will the approach change on national security legal policy?
And how do you do that in the middle of a game like this?
Exactly. Are you changing the wings on the airplane while you're flying it?
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.